Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Santander, Alex Bregman, Sean Manaea. These are all the names we're going to be talking about. Ugh. Walker Buehler. I really do believe that, unfortunately, Pete Alonso is not going to be a Met any longer.
Then he's going to be a Yankee.
He may be.
He's going to be. If Juan Soto is in right field for the Mets, Pete Alonso is on first base for the Yankees. I'm telling you, I floated this to, I think, C-Mac, you know, the leader of the Yankee clubhouse around here.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, look, you want to spend $600 million on Juan Soto, fine. Great player, deserves it. If he can get it, he's a free agent. He's turned down many mega deals, and this is his moment in the sun to get a 15-year deal, I guess. Oh, sounds like that's what Boris wants, which is nuts to me. Anyway, do you want to spend that $600 million on that guy for 15 years? Or would you like to do like a five-year deal with Bregman at third base? He's 30 years old. Alonso at first base. He's 30 years old. And Santander, who I believe is 30 years old as well. And you could do five-year deals with all of those guys.
Yeah.
So that means you got three guys playing three positions. And you got one guy's going to hit you at least 50 home runs. You might have two guys in the lineup hitting you 50 home runs.
You might. Or you might have a depreciating Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden, he's got protection.
I mean,
you love protection in the lineup.
You got protection in the lineup. It's a big thing, man.
Yeah.
Huge thing.
I know he's not a contact hitter, but, man, I'll tell you what. You got three home run hitters back to back to back.
So belly I'm to assuming, belly to belly. I'm assuming that C-Mac, because I heard him driving in, I'm assuming that C-Mac said no, he would rather have Juan Soto, because I heard him tell a caller that, you know, just because you're spreading out that money doesn't mean that it's a smarter move than to go get the best player that is out there and available in Juan Soto.
Like, that's this exactly is the guy, what he said.
Right. This is the guy that you want to go get. I will say, though, that after the way that the World Series ended and the Yankee fan being sickened, if, just think about it, let's put our Yankee fan shoes on for a second, all right?
Okay, yes.
If they lose Juan Soto to the Mets,
they got to get somebody.
And their answer is to bring in Pete Alonso, who is a Met that they have made fun of for I don't know how long. Polar bear, the guy's a doofus. He's not that good. He only cares about his home run derby.
Who
I don't know how
that?
Many Yankee fans. Every Yankee fan I know.
Yeah, but they'll love him. They'll
hold
love
on.
Him.
Wait. Put your Yankee fan shoes on for a second.
I'm not a Yankee
and
fan.
They're bringing in Pete Alonso to replace Juan Soto and Alex Bregman, who was on the hated Houston Astros that you couldn't stand for the longest time.
Get over it.
That's going to be your offseason. The Yankee fan will be sick.
And Anthony Santander.
Who's an Oreo? You got to get three of them. Probably not
yeah, you
got to
get three of them. I mean, are you going to spend $600 million on one guy? Or are you going to spend like $400 million on three guys?
I'm just telling you that a Yankee fan will not like that at all.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying you got to have a fallback position. Because you got to sit here and tell me that Boris wants a 15-year deal for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
So go scratch, man. I'm sorry.
Go scratch your ass.
I think I don't know. I mean, he's a hitter. He's an okay fielder.
Right. What were you? You were reading me like a
market values on SpotTrac. Market values.
Yeah, that was off the air. Do you have what it has there for Juan Soto's market
values? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Would you like to have the SpotTrac And they compare him to other players that are free agents. You know, and it gives you kind of like a sense of what it would be minimal.
This is like when you look at your house on Zillow to see what it's worth.
The Zestimate.
Right. This is what it is. So 14 years, $513 million, $36 million per year is the SpotTrac market value number for Juan Soto. And we all know, according to you at least, because I sit next to you every day, that this is going to be bigger than this.
That's what is being reported.
Okay.
And that it could be $14 million a year more at the very least per season than that.
So now, you're saying 14 years at 50 million a year.
15 years at 50 million a year.
Forget it.
I'm telling you, that's what it's going to at least start there.
Well, somebody will probably go there. I'm just saying, I'm not. That's all. And I think you got to, you know, if you're the Yankees, you got to find out whether or not you can do this and whether you want to do it. Because if you don't, if you can't do it, you can't be strung along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And you can't be used as the lever to be used against some other team. You got to figure out, do you want to be here or not? Here's what we're going to do for you. This is what we'd like to do for you. If this is not good enough, maybe we'll go an extra couple million a year, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, can you see that headline? Juan Soto.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gets 15 years. $750 million.
And the comparable players that they compare him to and his numbers and everything else, obviously, are Anthony Rendon, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Francisco Lindor. Those are the four players that SpotTrac is using as a market value judge or gauge to figure out what somebody's going to pay. But you and I both know we think it's going to be more than that, significantly more than that.
If it was that, I would sign me up in 2 seconds for $36.7 million per year
AAV,
for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be incredible, but it's just not gonna be that. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my phone call. So I had a question. If we lose Soto, then that frees up money. And would that give us enough money to then go after Bregman, move Jazz to second, get rid of Torres, and maybe bring up Dominguez and left and get rid of Verdugo?
Yeah, I mean, that I think is one of the common plans that's been floated out there, Kevin. If you lose Soto, is that Jazz would certainly move to second base and Bregman would be an option there at third. I don't think Verdugo is going to...
Would you like the market value for Bregman?
Yeah, I just saw it. His big numbers on your screen. But yeah, go for it.
$30 million per.
$30
million. And it's looking like 4 years, $120 million. And he is compared to Manny Machado, Chris Taylor, Matt Chapman.
He's a great defensive player. We know that. He's someone who is, he's gritty.
Gotta have a gritty player, man.
But, I mean,
he may not want to come to the Yankees anyway. He might want to just stay in Houston. No state tax. They're going to pay him that much money anyway. So what he's... They'll float him out there a little bit, but I would think he would prefer to stay with the Astros.
I mean, this is also not, I mean, we're talking about a significant, the Alex Bregman of 2018 and 2019 is not the Alex Bregman of today. And it's
he's still a solid baseball player.
No, he is.
He's an all-star.
He wasn't last year, but yeah. I mean, $30 million. See, these are the type of guys I really want to know now with this offseason that David Stern's going to spend money. How does he look at these guys? How does he look at the 30-year-old that is not producing like he was a few years ago?
I think you saw last year with the way that he went about building a pitching staff and went about the way of trying to formulate a bullpen and then, you know, trying to figure out whether or not the guys that were left behind that he could actually get them to play better and get to the playoffs, which ultimately worked out for him.
Yeah, I mean, and that the pitchers are different too. I mean, I think that, of course, you want young players no matter where they are, but I mean, I think it's more about that regular everyday player that gets into his 30s, like the way that the NFL general managers look at the running backs. Like, how long are you going to pay those guys? How much are you going to pay those guys?
I got a guy for you.
You got a guy?
How about Teoscar Hernandez?
Yeah, I know he's going to be a free agent, obviously.
And how about him?
His regular season numbers. See, I mean, I saw him mostly. I didn't watch a lot of Dodgers baseball.
You didn't watch him when he was up at the...
Well, he was at the Blue Jays for a long time, yeah. But you know, he's been with the Dodgers now for a couple of years, right? So, yeah, I don't know. It's all going to be... You know, but these questions will be answered is when I find out that Juan Soto is or is not a Met.
Okay.
Then I'll be like, okay, let's get this guy, get that guy, get
this
guy.
So I heard that somebody this morning was talking about the Tampa Bay Rays are involved. I guess he's going to be worth more than the team now?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Or are they going to give him a piece of the team? I guess they're moving...
The dumbest thing ever.
They're also moving into a new stadium, right?
It's the dumbest thing ever. I actually think that that stuff gets floated out there, so the few fans that are Rays fans are like, oh, you know, maybe they'll get duped. Look, they're trying. Oh, they contacted Soto. Maybe they're trying to do something.
That would be like when the Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez. Like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but the Rangers, I mean, that's a big market down there.
Yeah, you know? Right now it is. How about when they signed him? Remember how long ago that was?
Yeah, but it was still a large... I mean, that what is that
Arlington,
Dallas area? I mean, that's a top... Like, it's a top five media market, isn't it?
I would think so. And they were going into a new stadium at the time, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's totally different than the Rays.
Well, the Rays are going to go into a new stadium.
Okay, but they're known for their frugality. That's what they are. It's the stupidest story in the world. He's not going to sniff that place.
So who are the other six teams then? Yankees, Mets, Dodgers.
Giants. Padres.
Padres, that's five. One more?
Blue Jays,
six.
Phillies? No?
I don't think so.
Why not?
That's a lot of do-re-mi, man.
Of course it is.
I mean, if you're sitting here telling me that he's going to get $50 million a year...
I'm only reacting to what the reports are. I'm not telling you anything. I have no friggin' clue what he's going to end up getting. I'm just reading that it sounds like to me that that's going to be a starting point. I mean, it may be.
I mean, the Yankees already have Cole, Judge, and Stanton.
Stanton.
Right? And then they're wasting $18 million on Stroman.
I'm happy.
They're going to get rid of Glaber. Glaber's gone.
Yep.
Verdugo's going to be gone, most likely. Rizzo's gone. You know, they'll have some money, but the question that Brian Cashman's got to ask himself, is that guy out in right field going to make us a better team significantly if I can't add other aspects to our team?
Yeah, unless it's some sort of deferment situation like they did with Ohtani and freed up some money where it comes to the luxury tax. I don't know how they're... I mean, that changed the way that we have to look at contracts forever. The fact that they pulled that off in the way that they did. So I'm sure that's going to be a template for others, especially in high tax states, right?
You would think so, but the Dodgers still had a 240 payroll tax.
Right, but they were able to finagle.
They made it better for Ohtani. They made it better for Ohtani. It's basically what happened because of the 14.2 income tax out there in California.
Right, but the number, if you were just to take his years and the money,
okay,
that number per year was less because of the deferments. It was still up there. I think it was still significant, but it wasn't what it fully would have been if they just paid him normally, like whatever it was. $50 million a year, whatever he ended up getting. So, I mean, that's another way to kind of mess around with the luxury tax.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.